Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Today's shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Dalet. In the very beginning of the Daf, Rav Papa suggests that the Chi of Shvua by Hadas Edim is learned out Mi Gilgul Shvua de Eid Echad, because an Eid Echad could be Mechaya Veshvua not just on what he is made, but the Baldover could then be Megalgal Shvua on a different Dintaira. So we see that an Eid Echad could be Mechaya Veshvua even on what he is not made. And the Gemara says that there's a Pircha on that, because Mala Gilgul Shvua de Eid Echad, Shekain Shvua Goyreres Shvua. And Rashi explains the Shaklavatari of the Gemara, that Rav Papa initially understood that the Mechayev of Gilgul Shvua is the same thing that's Mechayev the initial Shvua. The Eid Echad was Mechayev the initial Shvua Da'iraisa Al-Mashehu Meir, and if there's a din of Gilgul Shvua, that means that the Eid Echad has power to be Mechayev him an extra Shvua, a Gilgul Shvua, even Al-Mashehu Loi Heid. But the Gemara's Pircha on that is, as Rashi explains, Eid Loi Chivoy Shvua Ela Al-Mashehu Heid. The Eid only was Mechayev a Shvua on what he testified. The Shvua, the Chi of Shvua that the Nitva has, that is the what's Megalgal Shvua, that then he's Mechuyev to swear another Shvua on this other Din Taira. So the Shakla V'Taira of this Gemara is how the Din of Gilgul Shvua works. Is it considered that the Mechayev of the first Shvua can be Mechayev a second Shvua as well? Or, as the Maskonas HaGemara, the Pircha of the Gemara, that the Mechayev of the first Shvua remains a Mechayev only Lagabi the first Shvua. But a Shvua, Gairere Shvua, the Chi of Shvua, is what's Megalgal, a second Chi of Shvua. In the exact Mechayev of Gilgul Shvua, we see something from a din that's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Sadi Dalet, Siv Gimel, and the source of this psak is from the Rosh in Shvuas. At the very end of Shvuas, the Rosh in Perek Zayin, Simin Yutes, brings in the name of the Yushalmi and the Rif the following halacha. If someone was Mechayev a Shvua, and because of that, the Toivea decided he wanted to be Megalgal other things as well, and the Nitva saw that with this Gilgul, the Toivea is getting carried away and is making a lot of Tviyos, and he's going to have to swear on all these Tviyos because of Gilgul Shvua, because he's Mechayev this first Shvua. So the Nitva decides, you know what, I'm just going to pay the first claim. The first claim, after all, was only about $100. I would have sworn that I'm Pater, but I'd rather just pay now. And then once I pay, I'm not going to be Chayev Shvua. And if I'm not Chayev Shvua, then that guy will not be able to be Megalgal Shvua. It doesn't work. Ein Shaymin Loi. Rather, we tell the Nitva, you have to pay every claim that this guy made, or make a Shvua about it. In other words, there still is a Gilgul Shvua. And the Yesod HaDvarim that we see from this Rosh and this Din in Shulchan Aruch is that what is, even though it says in our Gemara, Shvua Goyrere Shvua, it doesn't mean that the Din of Gilgul Shvua is only when the Nitva actually swears. Even if he chooses to pay, he still has a Din of Gilgul Shvua, because the accurate definition of Shvua Goyrere Shvua is that a Chi of Shvua is Goyrere Shvua. The definition of a Chi of Shvua, this is an important Yesod throughout Shnayim Oichzin, the definition of a Chi of Shvua is clarified in Tosfos later on Daf Hei, Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel Shekenegdoi, that it's a Chi of Mamon with a loophole, that he tells him, Oiti Shava, Oiti Shalim. A Chi of Mamon means that you have to pay money. A Chi of Shvua means you have a choice. You don't have to pay money, you could swear. But Oiti Shava, Oiti Shalim. And whenever there is such a chiyuv where you have to either pay or swear, that is called a chiyuv shvua. When you have that situation, then there's a din of shvua gairere shvua. Even if you decide to choose the option of paying, that doesn't take away the fact that the chalois chiyuv here was a chiyuv shvua, and therefore the halacha is that shvua is gairere shvua. We find an interesting shaila b'negeah to Gilgul Shvua, and that is, what about a case where the person was chayav a Shvua, oiti shava oita shalim, but it was mitoich she'ena yachali shava. The Gemara says in Shvuas and in Bava Basra that there are cases where the person is not able to swear, and therefore we say it in mitoich she'ena yachali shava mishalim, because he has to either swear or pay, and he's ena yachali shava, so the din is mitoich she'ena yachali shava mishalim. What happens in a case where Ruvain makes a claim from Shimon, and Shimon is chayev oiti shava oiti shalim, and then it's mitoich, he's ena yachali shava, so he has to pay? Can Ruvain go and be megalgal another chayev shvua on a different din Torah? In the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Simin Sadi Dalid, Siv Zayin, he brings a machlokes rishonim about this. The Sefer HaTrumah holds that in this case, there could be a Gilgul Shvua, and the Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Ches, Ois Gimel, says that in such a case, there is no Gilgul Shvua. L'chaira, the Havana of the Sefer HaTrumah is, because this was a Chiyav Shvua, the person had a Chiyav Shvua, Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava, he couldn't swear, so he had to pay. But once the Chalois Chiyav was a Chiyav Shvua, therefore, there could be a Gilgul Shvua. Why does the Tshuvas HaRosh hold that there can't be a Gilgul Shvua in such a case? We just brought from the Rosh himself in Shvuas that Shvua Gairere Shvua doesn't mean that you have to actually swear in order to make a Din Gilgul Shvua. If there is a Chalois Chiyav Shvua, then that could be Gairere another Chiyav Shvua. So over here, the person did have a Chiyav Shvua, and just it was Mitoich She'ena Yochali Shava, so he has to choose the option of Tashlumen, of paying. But this was a Chalois Chiyav Shvua, so shouldn't there be a din of Gilgul Shvua? What's the pshat in the Rosh? However, the Tshuvas HaRosh explains over there that when the din is chal, mitoich she'ena yochel ishava mishalim, says the Rosh, loy nischayiv shvua me'oilam ela tashlumen. In other words, when the situation is mitoich she'ena yochel ishava mishalim, the Rosh understands that it's not the pshat that there's a regular chiyav shvua here, oy tishava oy tishalim, just you can't choose the option of shvua. So you have to choose the option of paying. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that his chiyuv is redefined. Normally, in this situation, the chiyuv would be a chiyuv shvua, which, as we said, is a chiyuv mamoin with a loophole. It's oiti shava, oiti shalim. But here, since this individual is eina yochel ishava, we redefine the chiyuv and we say, mitoich she'eina yochel ishava, mishalim. He has a chiyuv tashlumen. If the chiyuv is a chiyuv tashlumen, therefore the Rosh holds that there is no shai, it's not possible to make a gilgul shvua. The mechanics of a Gilgul Shvua is a Chiyav Shvua, is Gairere's Shvua. Here, this is not defined now as a Chiyav Shvua. On this individual, it's defined as a Chiyav Tashlumen. Therefore, there is no din of Gilgul Shvua. Whereas the Sefer HaTrumah holds that even when the klal of mitoich she'ena yochel ishava mishalim kicks in, it doesn't mean that the chiyuv is redefined, that now it's a chiyuv mamon and not a chiyuv shvua. It's the regular din of a chiyuv shvua. Just the chiyuv shvua is oiti shava oiti shalim. And this person can't choose the option of shvua because he's ena yochel ishava. Therefore, he has to pay. But since b'yisoid hadvarim, it is considered a chiyuv shvua on the person, therefore the din of gilgul shvua does apply. I'll be mitzayin that the shita mekubetzes later on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis brings in the name of the Taisvis Shans Mamish this Lomdus that we're saying in the Sefer HaTrumois, that when there's a din of Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava Mishalim, the Pshat is not that his Chiyav is a Chiyav Tashlumen. His Chiyav remains a Chiyav Shvua. Just the Chiyav Shvua means that you have to pay unless you swear. You have an option of swearing, but you have to pay if you don't swear. And here it's Eina Yochel Ishava, Eina Yochel Ishava. In such a case, he has to choose the option of Tashlumen. That's what the Tosfos Shan says over there, and that's what it seems that the Sefer HaTrumah holds. Therefore, since it is defined as a Chiyav Shvua, there is the klal of Gilgul Shvua, whereas the Tshuvas HaRosh holds a big yesoid that by Mitoich She'ena Yochel Ishava Mishalim, it doesn't remain on this person a Chiyav Shvua. It is transformed into a Chiyav Tashlumen. And Memela, once there's a Chiyav Tashlumen, there is no din of a Gilgul Shvua. We see the Rosh goes l'shitasa in another discussion, and it's also a discussion that we mentioned earlier on Daf Beis, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Maram Meirutenberg, that in Eid Echad HaMesayeya patters a person from a Chiyav Shvua. The Ramban in Melchamos on Daf Beis Amid Beis, it's printed on Daf Aleph in the Daf Ayarif, says that when a person is Chayav Shvua, but it's Eina Yochel Ishava, so there's a din mitoich she'ena yochel ishava mishalim, he has to pay. If an aid echad comes to support his tzad, then he's pater. Because since he's pater from shvua, then it doesn't apply the din of mitoich she'ena yochel ishava mishalim. However, the Rosh in Simen Gimel argues on the Ramban and says that an aid echad does not pater him when there's a din of mitoich she'ena yochel ishava mishalim. And the Rosh explains, ki nischayev loy mamoin, because he became chayev money. The aid echad poiter mechiyev mamoin. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that an aid echad hamisayeya paters you from a chiyev shvua, an aid echad hamisayeya doesn't pater you from a chiyev mamoin. And therefore, if the case was mitoich she'ena yochel ishava mishalim, an aid echad would not help you. So we see from the Rosh over there as well, just like was mavur from the Harosh, that when the klal is mitoich she'ena yochel ishava mishalim, we don't look at this as a chiyav shvua. it now is redefined as a chi of mamon. Therefore, the Rosh in the Tshuva says that it's not possible to make a Gilgul Shvua, even though Gilgul Shvua doesn't need a Shvua Lamaisa. It just needs a chi of Shvua. But this is not even called a chi of Shvua, because this is redefined as a chi of mamon. Therefore, there is no din of Gilgul Shvua. And that's why the Rosh in Ar Masechta and Simen Gimel says that in the case of Mitoich Sheinu Yochel Yishava Mishalim, an Eid Echad HaMisayeh will not pater him, because this is not looked at in Choshe Mishpat as a chi of Shvua. No, in the case where a person is Eina Yachali Shava, his Chiyav is redefined as a Chiyav Mamoin, and therefore an Eid Echad HaMisayeh would not pater him, even according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and those Rishonim, that an Eid Echad HaMisayeh can pater from a Chiyav Shvua. But when it's Mitoich She'Eina Yachali Shava Meshalim, the Geder is a Chiyav Tashlumei Mamoin, and Memela an Eid Echad HaMisayeh cannot pater him. The Gemara says, L'maskonas HaSugya, that the Shvua in the case of Rab Chiya, of Hadas Eidim on 50, that they are Mechayev Shvua on the remaining 50, is not learned out merely from a Kal V'Chomer of Piv, rather it's a Tzad HaShava. The way Rashi is Goyris, like our Svarim, it's a Tzad HaShava of Piv V'Eid Echod, and the way the Ramban and some other Rishonim are Goyris, the Tzad HaShava is from Piv with Gilgul Shvua V'Eid Echod. What is the Tzad HaShava? So the Gemara says, Sha'al Yedei Taina Ukfira Hein Bayin. Tosfos on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis is Goyris like Rashi, that the Tzad HaShava is from Piv Ve'Eid Echod. And Tosfos here on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel HaTzad HaShava explains what does it mean, Sha'al Yedei Taina Ukfira Hein Bayin, by Piv Ve'Eid Echod. What it means is, Sha'al Yedei Taina Chashuva Ukfira. It's a Taina Chashuva. Even a koifer bakol comes al yedei taina, and that's not mechayev shvua. But what our Gemara means specifically by moedim and miksas and eid echad is that it's a taina chashuva. It's a taina that we think is true, because since there's a moedim and miksas, or an eid is makhish this person, nira de mishaker, we have a raglayim ledover to think that he is lying, ulakach ye shvua. And this is as we mentioned from the Ritva over here in this Gemara, that the Ritva says that the Chi of Shvua of Moideh B'Miktas is because the Hoidah creates a Raglayim Ladavar, that the Taina of the Toiveah is true, and therefore Piv Ve'Eid Echad are a Tzad HaShava, that there's a Taina Chashuva with a Kvira. According to the Ramban's Girsa, that it's from Piv and Gilgul Shvua De'Eid Echad, the Ramban explains the Tzad HaShava of Ayidei Taina Ukvira Ein Bo'en B'Nusach Acher, Ayin Sham, but Al Kapanam, according to our Girsa, this is how Tosis and the Ritva explain that it's because Piv, when there's a Hidah B'Miktas, and when there's a Shvua's Eid Echad, when there's an Eid Echad being supporting the Taina of the Taiveya, there is a Taina Chashuva because the Taina of the Nitva is Nirek Meshaker. In the Chidushi Aran over here, and in Shavuos Daf Mem Amid Beis as well, he says that L'chayri you could be Moichiach from this Gemara, like the Shita of the Rimigash and Rabbeinu Ephraim that we mentioned on Daf Gimel. We mentioned that there's a machloikas we shine him in the din of Shavuos Eid Echad. Is it only when there is a Tainas Bari of the Taiveya? Or could an Eid Echad be Mechayev Shvua, even if the Taiveya, the Baldover himself, doesn't have a Tainas Bari, he only has a Tainas Shema? The Rimigash and Rabbeinu Ephraim say that the Shvuas Eid Echad is only when it's supported by a Tainas Bari of the Baldover, because the Geder is that the Eid Echad is Misayeya, their Tain, Misayeya, the Baldover's Taina. That's why it could be Mechayev Shvua. But the Rif in Shvuas holds that an Eid Echad could be Mechayev Shvua on his own, even without the Tainas Bari of the Baldover. Even if the Baldover is just saying a Tainas Shema, he could still be Mechayev Shvua. Says the Chidushi Haran, in our Gemara it says about Piv and Eid Echad, Shekein al yedei Taina ukfira hein boin. You see that you need a Taina. And Taisa says it's a Taina Chashuva. And Bepashtus, when it means that you have a Taina ukfira, it means that you need a Taina's Bari. A Taina that comes, that means he's coming to say, you owe me $100. That's a Taina's Bari. It's mashma in this Gemara that the din of Shvuas Eid Echad is only when there is a Taina's Bari. And this is the mashmos of the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey, where the Rambam says about these two dinim, Shvuas Moideh B'Miktas and Shvuas Eid Echad, Harei Elu Shtei Shvuos Al Yedei Tainas Vadai Ukvira. The Rambam adds to the Lashon of the Gemara, Ayedei Taina Ukvira, he says, Ayedei Tainas Vadai Ukvira. So firstly, it's Mefurish in the Lashon HaRambam that it has to be a Tainas Vadai, that the Baldover has to have a Tainas Vadai, like the Shita of the Rimigash, who's the Rambam's Rebbe, and Rabbeinu Ephraim. And then not only in the Lashon of Tainas Vadai, but it's mashma from the Rambam that it's a hataka from our Gemara, ayyadei taino ukfira in bayin, and the Rambam inserts Tainas Vadai ukfira, it's mashma that that's how we learned our Gemara. But our Gemara was saying that moidim and mikzas and eidechot have a tzana shava, that there's a Tainas Vadai of the Baldover together with the kfira. However, the Chidush Aran says that you can't, upschlag the shita of the Rif from this Gemara, because the Rif in Shavuos could learn that when the Gemara says Ayadei Taina Ukfira in Boin, Taina doesn't have to mean a Tainas Vadai. It could be even a Tainas Shema. Says the Ran, Debein Tainas Bari, Ubein Tainas Shema, Taina Mikri. Whether the person himself is a Tainas Bari or a Tainas Shema, that could still be called a Taina, because the Taina doesn't mean a verbal claim that he expressed the claim that he was Vadai. It just means his tzad in the Din Torah to accept the Mammon. There's a Taina, there's a claim, and there's a Kvira. And the Taina is a Taina Chashuva, because there's Raglaim Ladover to that claim. But even though verbally he's not claiming that I know for sure, he's not sure Bechlal, but there is a Taina, a tzad, that he gets the money. And therefore, if it's Ayadei, a Taina Chashuva, and a Kvira Ein Boin, that could be a tzad Hashava. And that's what it looks like as Shitas Toisus as well, because as we mentioned, Toisus on the bottom of Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaslim Epnei Ma, says clearly like the Rif, that Shvuah Seirechot is even without a Tainas Vadai, and here Toisus themselves, Gufa explained that Ayidei Taina means a Taina Chashuva. So in order to make the two Diburei HaToisus shtim with each other, it must mean that Toisus doesn't mean verbally that the person is claiming a Tainas Bari. It just means that his Taina, his Tzad in the Din Torah to win the money is a Taina Chashuva, because it looks like his opposition is lying. There's Raglayim Ladover to his claim, and therefore it's Al Yedei Taino Kvira Inbon, even if there is no Tainas Vadai. The Chidushi Haran, however, points out the Dover Pashut that the whole Diuk from our Gemara only starts according to our Girsa that the Tzad HaShava is from Piv Ve'Eirechod. If your Gairis like the Ramban, that the Tzad HaShava is from Piv and Gilgul Shvua De'Eirechod, then our Gemara is not discussing Shvua Se'Eirechod Bechlal. So there is no Diuk from our Gemara that a Shvua Se'Eirechod needs a Tainas Vadai. But the Ran says, even according to our Girsa, where one could be Medayik, that you need a Tainas Vadai for a Shvua Se'Eirechod, you could be Madche that when our Gemara says Ayadei Taino Kfira, it's referring, according to the Rif in Shavuos, it's referring to a Tainas Shema, a Taina that the Baal Dover himself is not a Vadai. The Gemara says at the end that there is a Pircha to be asked on this Tzad HaShava, and that is they do not pay the knas of kasha zamam, whereas edim do pay a knas of kasha zamam if they are disproved in the form of hazama. And the Gemara says Reb Chiya didn't consider that a kasha because Reb Chiya toiras hazama loy parich. Toisvis Dibra Hamaschil, Eir Echad Yoichiach, on the top of the Amud, says that this Pircha of Toiras Hazama is not such a strong Pircha, because the reason that an Eir Echad does not pay the Knas of Hazama, Masha Eid Eina Mishalim Kishahu Muzam, Einoi Chumra, that's not because of the Chumra, because of the power of Eir Echad, El Lafisha Be'idusai Einoi Machayvoi Mamoin. Because with his Eidus, he was only Mechayev Shvua, and Eir Echad wasn't Mechayev Mammon in the first place. And therefore, it's considered a pircha kolduhu, which is only a pircha when the limud is from a tzad hashava. And Tosis says that Reb Chiya does not even consider it a pircha kolduhu, because the fact that an Eid Echad doesn't come to this knas of kasha zamam is not only not because of his great power, but adarabba, it's because of his weakness, that he wasn't Mechayev Mammon. Therefore, Reb Chiya considers that it's not even a pircha kolduhu. The Ktsois HaChoshin in Simen Lamed Ches, Sivkot and Hey, clears a shaila, what would be the halacha when an Eid Echad is Mechayev a person Shvua, but that person is Eina Yochel Yishava? So we say, Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava, Mishalim. If the Eid Echad is Huzam, does he pay the Knas of Kasher Zomam Lasis La'achiv? Usually it's not Negea, because an Eid Echad is only Mechayev a person Shvua. But here in this situation, in Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava Mishalim, the Eid Echad was Mechayev the person to pay money. In that case, do we say that he would be in the Knas of Kasher Zomam? So the Ktsoi says that Misvara on his own, he would say that there is no Parsha Bechlal of the Knas of Kasher Zamam by an Eid Echad, because the Pasuk of Kasher Zamam, Bishnei Eidim Hudachsiv, is talking about when there are two Eidim. And Rabbi Chanan in his Sefer Koivitz Biurim in Makkas Simen Beis says that it's a Dover Pashut like the Ktsois. Ein Kan Mokum Safik Klal, there is no Mokum Tadan about such a case, because the Mishnah in Makkas Tafheya Mid Beis says clearly that two Eidim are not nerag because of kasha zomam, ad sheyu shneim zaymimim, you need two eidim to be zaymimim, and Rashi brings there that the makar is from the pasuk that says, vihine eid sheker ha'eid, and the Gemara in Soita Beis Amid Beis says that when that pasuk says, hine eid sheker ha'eid, that's referring to shneim, that's referring to two eidim, and the emes is that whole case is a case of eidim coming about killing, about hariga, but the Gemara in Chagiga daf tes zayin amid beis says clearly that even lagabe eidus you need that there should be a hazama on both eidim. And Rashi and Chagiga explains there the same source, vihine eid shekara eid. So says Rabbi Chanan, we see klar that the din of eidim zaymimim is only when both eidim are huzmu. And if that's the case, when there's only one eid testifying, so it's not shayach b'chlal to say the knas of asisim like kasher zamam lasis la'achiv. Therefore, it's pashut like the ktsais that by an eid echor there is no knas of hazama. However, the Ktzai says it's meduyik in our Taisvis, not like that. Because our Taisvis says that the reason that an Eid Echo does not pay the Knas of Kasher Zamam, Masha Ha'eid Eine Meshalim Kashu Muzam, Eine Chumra, Ela Lefisha Be'edusai Eine Mechayev Mamon. It's only because Be'edusai, he was not Mechayev Mamon. It's Mashma from Taisvis, that if he would be Mechayev Mamon, then there would be a din of Kasher Zamam that he would have to pay. And this is a Pella, if we find in other places that the din of Kasher Zamam is only when two Eidim are Huzam. That's the whole parsha of the Knas of Kasher Zamam. Why would Tosfos hold that when an Eid Echor is Huzam, in a case where an Eid Echor is Mechayev Mamon, then he would have to pay the Knas of Kasher Zamam? However, the etzem diuk of the ktsois in Taisvis is not so simple, because the Gemara says in Shvuas Daf Mem Amid Aleph that an eid echod could never be mechayiv mamon. The pasuk says lo yakum eid echod. An eid echod can't get up to be mechayiv a person mamon. And the Gemara in Shvuas darshens lamamon einoy kam avol kam hu l'shvua. An eid echod can never be mechayiv mamon. He's only mechayiv shvua. The case that the ktsois achoshen thought up that it's possible that an Eid Echor is Mechayiv Mamon is when the Eid Echor is Mechayiv Shvua, and Mitoich She'ena Yachal Yishava Mishalim, therefore he pays Mamon. But we could say a lamda so that over there, that's not called that the Eid Echor is Mechayiv Mamon. Fakeret lo yakum Eid Echor be'ish. That person, an Eid Echor can't be Mechayiv Mamon, as I stated in Chazal, in the Gemara and Shvuas. An Eid Echor is Mechayiv Shvua. Just Mitoich She'ena Yachal Yishava, his din is Lishalim. Loi Miboy, according to the Shita of the Sefer Hatrumas and the Tosfos Shans that we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, that when the din is Mitoich She'ena Yachal Yishava Mishalim, the gather is that the Mechayiv is a Chayiv Shvua. And just the Shvua means Oiti Shava Oita Shalim. And this person has to choose the option of paying. But the Chiyav is a Chiyav Shvua. If that's the case, we could surely and simply understand that the Eid Echor is only considered being Mechayiv Shvua. And that's why he would not pay the Knas of Kasher Zamam, because it's not considered that he is being Mechayiv Mamon. But even according to the Lamdas of the Rosh that we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, that the Chalois Chiyav by the case of Mitoich Shein Yochel Yishava Mishalim is a Chiyav Mamon. And therefore the Rosh held in a true that it's not shaykh to do Gilgul Shvua, because it's not a chalois chi of Shvua, it's a chi of Mammon. And therefore the Rosh and Simon Gimel held that an Eid Echor HaMesayea would not pater from such a chi of, because it's not looked at now as a chi of Shvua, it's redefined as a chi of Mammon. Still we could say that the Eid Echor is not considered being Mechai of Mammon. An Eid Echor could never be Mechai of Mammon. The Eid Echor was Mechai of Shvua. But since it's a case, a scenario where it's Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava, the Torah is Mechai of the person Mammon in such a case. Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava Meshalim, it's transformed and redefined into a Chi of Mamon through the Torah. But not that the Eid Echor is being Mechayev Mamon. An Eid Echor could never be Mechayev Mamon, and therefore even according to the Rosh, we would say that an Eid Echor, in such a case where he's Mechayev Shvua, and then the din is Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava Meshalim, we could say that Tosis would agree to the Hachra of the Ktzois and Rabbi Chanan that says that it's a Davar Pashut, that an Eid Echor would not be Mechayev the Knas HaKasher Zamam, because only by two Eidim, where they are Neman on their Eidus, and they could actually be Mechayiv Mamon, then we say that if they are Huzam, then they are Mechayiv Kasher Zamam Lasis La'achiv. But in Eid Echor, surely in a regular case where he's only Mechayiv Shvua, not Mamon, but even in a case where it's Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava Mishalim, he's not considered the Mechayiv of the Mamon. He was just Mechayiv Shvua, and the Torah is Mechayiv the person, the Mamon. Therefore, the Eid Echor would not be Mechayiv to pay the Knas of Kasher Zamam. In the Sugya of Halach, the Gemara says that if Reuven claims $100 from Shimon, and Shimon is moided to 50, and he says, Halach, so there's a machloikis Reb Chiya and Reb Sheshes. Reb Chiya says that Shimon is chayev a shvuas moided b'miktsas on the rest, And Rav Shesha says that Shimon is potter from a shvua. La halacha toisus dibur hamaschel v'Rav Sheshes says that we paskin like Rav Sheshes, and that is the shita of most rishonim, the Rif in our sugya, and Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Hei Amid Aleph as well. But toisus brings that the sefer chayfetz is mashma that he paskins like Rav Chia, that in the case of Halach, the person is chayev shvua. Toisus doesn't mention to us who the sefer chayfetz is, but I'll just be mitzayin that the chida in his sefer Shem HaGadoylim in Ma'areches Svarim Ois Kuf Aleph brings Makairis that the sefer chayfetz is meyuchas to Rabbeinu Chananel, which would come out then that Rabbeinu Chananel paskins that Halach is chayev, unlike Rabbeinu Chananel that's printed in our Gemara on Daf Hei Amid Aleph that says clearly that Halach is potter. Al Kaponim, most Rishonim paskin like Rav Sheshes that Halach is potter. The Shaila is, what's pshat in this machloikas? And specifically, what's the shita of Rav Sheshes that Halach is potter? The Lashon of the Gemara is that according to Rav Sheshes, in the case of Halach, it is considered a koifer hakol, because the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes says, "Hani zuzi de kamoide begavayu keman de nokelo humalve dami." It's as if the malve is holding on to the chelak ahoida in the case of Halach. Beino chamishim in the remaining chamishim alei moidi hilkoch leko hoidas miktsas ataina. Therefore, there is not a moide bemiktsas. The mashmos is clearly that Rav Sheshes is pattering, because in the case of hoida bemiktsas of Halach, it is like he is koifer hakol. And the Lashon of Reb Chia was already mashma like that, because Reb Chia said that Yechayiv, the Halach Nami Kemoide Miktsas Hatayna Dami, it's also like Moide B'Miktsas, mashma that his Bar Plukta Rav Sheshes held that this is not considered like Moide B'Miktsas. And this is the Iker Nakuda in our sugya, what needs beer. Why would Rav Sheshes hold that when the Nitva says Halach on that 50, it's not considered like a Moide B'Miktsas? The Ktsois HaChoshen in Simen Pei Zayin, Sivkaton Hei, says a Mechudish Tekepshat, that even though, of course, Shimon is being Moide, this is not called a Haidah, according to Rav Sheshes, this is not called a Haidah that's Mechayiv Shvua, because the Haidah that's Mechayiv Shvua is Kishetzarech LaHaidah Asai, when Bezdin needs his Haidah and needs to dan that Haidah is true, as we learned from Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Samechei Amid Beis, that the Shvua of Moide B'Miktsas is because the Torah is Saimech on the person's Haidah B'Miktsas, so it's only such a type of Haidah that Bezdin is Tzarech l'hoidah asai, needs that hoidah, and judges, is that hoidah true, then there's a chiyav shvua of moide b'miktsas. But over here, Bezdin doesn't have to judge and dan about that hoidah, because the person is already paying the money, and therefore this is not the type of hoidah that is mechayev shvua. However, if you look at the Rishonim in our sugya, the Rishonim sound like they're explaining a different pshat in Shitas Rav Sheshes. The Meiri says that Rav Sheshes understands that when a person is Moida and says Halach, Einoi Bechlal HaTaina, that 50 that he's Moida is not Bechlal the Taina. And the pshat seems to be because when Reuven is Toivea $100 and Shimon is, let's say, Moida in 40, and he says Halach, so that 40 is already case closed. He's moided to it, and here it is. He's ready to pay it right here in Bezdin. And if that's the case, we reassess and say that the real Din Torah is only on the remaining 60, because Reuven is claiming that Shimon owes it, and that Shimon is denying. On that Din Torah, he's like a Kaifer Bakol. Hilkoch leko haidah miksas hataina, as Rav Sheshes says. The original tefillah was 100. Yeah, but when Shimon is not just moided to 40 of it, but he says, Halach, here it is, so ain't a bichlal hataina. It's looked at as that's not bichlal the taina, because there the case is closed, and it's not like the pshat, like the Tzoy said, that this is a haidah, but it's not a haidah hanitzreches, and therefore it's not a haidah that's mechayev eshuas moide b'miktsas. The pshat is that that's not considered bichlal hataina altogether, because the case is closed on that part that he says halachon, and therefore on the remainder he is a moide, he's a koifer akol, and that's not mechayev shvua. The shita mekubetzes later on Daf Tzadi Ches Amid Beis brings this as dvarim mefurashim in the name of the Baal Amor, that the Baal Amor says that the reason that halach is pater according to Rav Sheshes is because once you are moide and you say halach, meyata ein boy shum dinu dvarim, there is no dinu dvarim anymore about that. That is already, the case is closed. The Gabi, the part that he was Moida, if he has it here in Bezdin and he says Halach, therefore the din Torah is considered on the remaining 60, and on that chelak he is koifer akol. The Meiler of Shesha says that in such a case he is potter from making a shvua on that 60. The Pnei Yeshua over here in Dibur HaMaschav HaHelech is medayik from the Lashon of Rav Sheshes that he says, Keman denokit lohu malva dami. It's as if the malva is holding on to it, that we're talking about a case where he didn't actually give it to the malva. He's just saying, here it is in Bezdin, I am ready to give it to you. Says the Pnei Yeshua that that's the case where there's a machloikes, Rav Sheshes and Rav Chia. But if he actually handed over the money to the malva, to the one who's being taiveya, then even Rav Chia would agree that there is no Chi of Shvuah. And it's mefurish like the Pnei Yeshua in that Bal Amor brought down in the Shita later on Daf Tzadi Chesamid Beis, that Rav Chia is moided to Rav Sheshes in a case where he hands him the money. The whole machlokes of Rav Chia and Rav Sheshes is whether Mezuman Loseis is Kenosun Dami. When he has it prepared to give, is it like it's given? Rav Sheshes says it's already as if it's given and the case is closed. And Rav Chia says no, it's not like it's given until he actually gives it over. And the explanation is based on what we just said from the Meiri and the Bal Amor that the aside of the Shitas Rav Sheshes is that since he says Halach, so the case is closed, there's no Dinu Dvarim anymore lagabi that. And on the remainder, he's a Koifer HaKol. Rav Chia says, no, the case is not closed. Why is the case not closed? Because he didn't hand it over yet. He's ready to give it over, but he didn't actually give it over. You never know what's going to happen. And therefore, it's all considered in the Din Torah. And if the Din Torah is on 100 and he's only Maida to 40, that's Maida B'miksas and Yechayev Shvua. But if he actually handed it over, and even Rav Chia would understand that the case is closed, Lagabi, that 40, since it's already paid up, Memela, the Haidah, is not part of the Dinu Dvarim Bechlal, and the only Din Torah is on the remaining 60, and on that he would agree to Rav Sheshes that that has a Din of a Koifer HaKol, and Memela there would not be a Chiyav Shvua. What exactly is the case of Halach? The person is Moide to part of the claim, and he says Halach, but what was the claim? Was the claim a Halva, or was the claim a Pikadon? The Lashon of our Gemara, Keman Denokat Lohu Malva Dami, is mashma that we're talking about a halva, the claim of a loan. However, the Rashba and the Chidushi Haran say that Rashi seems to hold that the case is bepikadon. Because Rashi and Dibur HaMaschav VeHelech says, Loi Hoitzesim, I didn't spend it, Vehein Shalcha B'chol Makim Shehem, and therefore they are yours wherever it is. And that cannot be true by a milva, says the Rashba and the Ran. Because by a milva, even if the person doesn't spend the money, but the klal is milva lohoitzon nitna, the money that you borrow, you're allowed to spend, and that it doesn't belong to the malva, that belongs to the loiva. At the end of the days that you're mechuyev to pay back, then you have a chiyev to pay that amount to the malva. But it's not true that harehein shalcha b'chol makam shehem, that they are yours. The only way we could say correctly that it's harehein shalcha b'chol makam shehem is if we're talking about a pikadon, and therefore say the Rashba on the Ran, Rashi must have learned that the sugya of Halach is talking about the claim of a pikadon. However, the Taz in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Pei Zion, and his father-in-law, the Bach, in the Hagois HaBach on the Rosh in our sugya in Oisei, are matmiya on this Rashba and the Ran. How could you say that Rashi learns that the sugya of Halach is talking about a pikadon and not a halva? Rashi Shita and Bavakama Daf Kuf Zion Amar Aleph is that by a pikadon, even koifer hakol is chayiv shvua. Since there is no svara of ena de mei is pan of bifnei bal choive by a pikadon, Rashi holds there that a koifer hakol is chayiv shvua. That's a shita mechudeshes of Rashi, that it's possible to have a chayiv shvua by koifer hakol in a case of pikadon. If that's the case, if we're talking about pikadon, so the whole lumdus of Rav Sheshes doesn't make sense. That the reason that Halach is potter is because on the remainder it's considered koifer hakol. That would not be a reason to be potter. Rashi holds that koifer hakol itself is chayiv by a pikadon. So therefore Rashi obviously could not learn that the sugya is talking about pikadon. It must be that we're talking about a case of a halva. To answer this kasha of the Taz and the Bach, there's a very clever shtickle Torah of the Noi de Yehuda in Madura Kama, Choshe Mishpat Simin Yud Dalet Ayin Sham. But Al Koponim, the Pashtus remains that even according to Rashi, we're talking about a halva, as is mashma in the girsa of our Gemara, command the nukit lohu malve dami, and therefore the kasha of the Rashba and the Ran comes back. How could it be that Rashi says that it's hein shalcha b'chol mokim shehem if milve is lohitza nitnu? In the Ritva Bayas, it's Mavur that Rashi said, Harein Shelcha B'chol Mokim Shehem, even by a Halva, not like the Rashba and the Ran that understood that Rashi is talking about a Pikadain. And the MS is Rashi's Lashon of Loi Hoitzesim, I didn't spend it, is Mashma itself that we're talking about a Halva. Because by a Pikadain, you don't have to say, I didn't spend it. Obviously, you're not allowed to spend it. You're not allowed to spend a Pikadain. You'd have to say that Rashi means Loi Hoitzesim Be'isser. I didn't do the wrong thing and spend it. The Pashtos of the Lashon Rashi, Loi Hoitzesim, and our girsa commanded nakalohu malvedami is mashma that we're talking about a halva. And the Or Zeruah and his chidushim above metzia in Simen Ches says clearly that even in the case of halva, even in the case where the money was a money of a loan, if he says that I have those exact bills, lo yitzeisim, I never spent it, then even by a milva there would be a din of halach. And the Or Zeruah learns this from Rashi, so it's clear from the Or Zeruah that he learns Rashi like the Ritva learned Rashi, that we're talking about a milva. The Ritva ends up arguing on Rashi because he has the same taina of the Rashba, that milva lo hitzan itnu. But the Or Zeruah agrees to Rashi, and that's a makar in Rishonim clearly, that you could learn like Rashi that we're talking about a milva, and even so, there's a claim of lo hitzesim, I didn't spend the money, and therefore hein shalcha b'chol makim shehem. And the question that needs to be answered is the question of all these Rishonim, that if milva is lo hitzan itnu, how could we say, even if you didn't spend the money, how could Rashi say that it's shalcha b'chol makim shehem? L'chayra, it's not shalcha, it belongs to the loive and not the malva, even if he didn't spend those bills that he borrowed. But it seems that you have to say in Shitas Rashi that Rashi holds a chiddush that even though milve lo hitzah nitno, and he's allowed to spend the money, if he did not spend the money, he just borrowed it in order to have a security because in case he needed the money, but he ended up not needing the money and he's returning those bills itself, then the halacha is that they are shalcha b'chol makim shehem, that they belong to the malva just like a pikadon. They belong to the malva b'chol makim shehem. This that the Gemara says all over Shas, milve lo hitzah nitno, that just means that he is allowed to spend the money, but not that the money then belongs to the loive. Those bills still belong to the malve until they are spent. Once they are spent, then the loive just owes the malve that amount. But if he doesn't spend the money, loy hoitzesim, Rashi holds and the Or Zeruah holds, Harehein shalcha b'chol makim shehem, and therefore we could say halach that I'm saying that I'm going to give it to you, even though I didn't give it to you yet. It's as if I gave it to you because these bills are yours b'chol makim shehem, since loy hoitzesim, since I didn't spend this money. A makar to say this in Shitas Rashi is from Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, because over there in the sugya it says hamakadish b'milva eina mikudeshes. If a woman owes a man money because of a halva and he says to her, I'm going to be makadish you, and the kesef kiddushin, I'm not giving you new kesef, the kesef kedushin is that $100 that you owe me in a loan, you don't have to pay it back. The Gemara says, Eina mekudeshes, because milve lo hitzah nitna. What's the pshat? So what if milve lo hitzah nitna? So Toisis in kedushin, Mem Zayin Amid Beis, Dibur Hamaschel lo oilam, says, Shekna osay kvar. Since it's milve lo hitzah nitna, that means she was koina already that money when he gave it to her for the loan. The Eina inoisein la shum davar chadash, he's not giving her any new thing. Sharei oisan mois, hayu shala, that money was already hers. That is the Pashup Shat. And from that Taisis we see that Taisis learns when it says Milva lo hitzah nitnu, that that money itself belongs to the loive and not to the malva, the way most Rishonim in our sugya explain. However, Rashi in Kedushin Mem Zayin Amar Aleph says benusach acher, that the reason that it's not a good Kedushin because Milva lo hitzah nitnu, is Rashi says, afilu yeshna be'en, even if the money is around, still, kivan de lo hitzah nitna, havyala ki dida, it's as if the money would be hers, v'lo yaev la midi, and he's not considered giving her anything. The lashon of Rashi is mashma, that when it's yeshna be'en, when this money is around, it taka belongs to the malve. Just since it's lo hitzah nitna, she had a right, and she had the right to spend it, she was allowed to spend it, therefore, he's not considered giving her anything new for this kedushin. He's giving her money that belonged to him, and now he's making it belong to her, but she's not really getting anything from this because she was allowed to spend this money already at the time that he gave it to her, because milva lo hitzah nitna. Rashi doesn't say like Tosfos, like the Pashup Shat, that it was already hers. Rashi says, since she was allowed to use it, havyala ki dida. It's mashma from Rashi that when it's yeshna be'en, when that money of the loan is around, it still belongs to the malva. Just it's not a good kedushin when you're makadish b'milva, because you're not giving her something that she didn't have a right to use already previously. And if that's the case, that Rashi would be a shtickel makar, that by milva lo hitzadnen, it would still, those bills, if they end up not being spent, they still belong to the malva. And that would be Rashi l'shitasa over here, that Rashi says, if lo hitzesim, I didn't spend this money, harein shechob b'chamakim shehem. Not like the Rashba and the Ran understood Rashi, that must mean that we're talking about a pikadon, rather like the Ritva and the Arzarua understood Rashi, that even by a halva, where I'm allowed to spend it, but if I didn't spend it, harei hein shalcha b'chol makim shehem, and therefore in this case Rav Sheshes would say the p'tur of helach, because it's not just that I'm ready to pay it back, but because I'm ready to pay it back, harei hein shalcha, it's already considered yours, therefore this is considered case closed on that money, and memela and the remainder is a koifer bakol, and therefore Rav Sheshes would hold that this person is potter from the shvuas moide b'mektas. In the sugya on Amid Beis of Slaim Dinarim, Malva Omer Chomesh, Veloiva Omer Shalosh, the Gemara brings a braisa that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that the loiva is mechuya v'shuas moida b'miktsas, but Rabbi Kiva says that he's like a meshav aveda and he's potter from a shvua. And the Gemara is medayik that if the loiva would say shtayim, then he would be potter even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And the Gemara wants to prove from this that Helach is potter, and the Gemara ends up saying that even if you hold Helach is chai, there are two other reasons to be potter when the malva oimer chamesh and the loiva is amar shtayim. Firstly, because shani hacha dekamesaya leishtara, because the non-specific lashon of the shtar that says just slaim or just dinarim is mesayaya to the loiva that he owes only two, and therefore that potters him from a shvua. Inami mishum dehava leishtar shibur karkois ve'enish ba'in al kfira shibur karkois, that since his oida is on two, and the minimum of this lashon shtar has to mean two, therefore the oida is considered on something that there is a shibur karkois on, and just like enish ba'in al kfira shibur karkois, also a oida on shibur karkois is not mechayiv the shvuas moideh. According to that svara that the Gemara mentions, that when a person, when the loiva says two, it's mesayel leishtara, the shtar supports him, the Ramban brings yesh oimrim, that there are some rishonim who say that because of that reason the loiva is not only potter from a shvuas moida b'miktsas, he's also potter from swearing a shvuas heses. The halacha is by a koifer hakol, the Rabbanan were mechayiv him to make a shvua called the shvuas heses. And over here, since he's potter because mesayel leishtara, that means that the shtar supports him. So even though even a regular koifer hakol is chayav shvuas heses, but this person is potter in ganzen, not just from moide b'miktas, but also from shvuas heses, because mesayel leishtara. However, the Ramban himself argues on this yesh oimrim and says even though mesayel leishtara is enough of a support to potter him from shvuas moide b'miktas, a shvuas heses he does have to make. And we paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpatzim in Mem Beis Sif Yud Beis says that when the loiva tain is two and he's potter from shvuas moide b'miktas to oiraisa, he still has to swear mid the Rabbanon a shvuas heses. And the Hezber Adover is mefurish in the Ramban and even clearer in the Rashba and the Chidushei Haran, that even though we say the kamesayel eshtara, it still is not an edus gemura that he's not chayiv any more than two. It's just the stimus hadvarim of the shtar, which is mashma that he's chayiv two and no more. But since it's not an edus gemura, therefore it patters him from shvua d'oraisa, but a shvua d'rabbanon he's still going to have to make. What's the pshat in that? L'chayra, shvua d'oraisa is more chamur than a shvua d'rabbanon. So what does that mean? That it has enough, this siyua has enough to patter him from a shvua d'oraisa, but not from the shvua d'rabbanon of shvuas heses. But the explanation is mavur in the words of the Rishonim, that even though it's true that a shvua d'oraisa is more chamur than a shvua d'arabanan, but adarabba, hi anoisenes. That means that you need a strong raglayim ladavar to be mechayiv the person, a shvua d'oraisa. It has to be a case of moide b'miktas, or hadoas edim, or an eid echor testifying against him. That raglayim ladavar makes a person chayiv a shvua d'oraisa. The siyua of such a shtar that says slaim or dinarim is enough to take away that level of raglayim ladavar, and therefore he's potter from the shvua d'oraisa. But a shvua d'rabbanan of shvuas heses, the rabbanan said even with less of a raglayim ladavar, even with a minimal raglayim ladavar, still there is a shvuas heses. The Gemara in Shvuas Daf Mem Amid Beis says that the rabbanan relied on the chazaka that ein adam toivea elam kein yesh loyalam, Rav. If the person is claiming, then there's probably something to it, but that's not a strong raglayim ladover. That's not mechayev shvua d'oraisa. That's a minimal raglayim ladover, but the Rabbanan said, just to be sure, let's make a shvua d'Rabbanan, a shvua ashesis. But if that's the case, the siyua of such a shtar that doesn't say beferish like the words of the loive, just the stimus hadvarim, the fact that the non-specific lashon of slaim or dinarim is more mashma that he was chayev only two, that's enough to take away the great raglayim ladover, but a minimal raglayim ladover still remains, and therefore he still has to swear shvuas heses. A dugma ladover we find in the shita of the Sefer HaTrumas in Shar Chof Aleph, where he says that an eid echad hamisayeya, a discussion that we mentioned a number of times, does an eid echad hamisayeya pater you from a shvua? The Sefer HaTrumas holds that an eid echad hamisayeya can pater you from a shvua da'iraisa, but not from a shvuas heses. And lefum riato, it doesn't make sense. What does that mean? That it can pater you from a shvua d'oraisa and not a shvua d'rabbanon? A shvua d'oraisa is more chomer than a shvua d'rabbanon. But Reb Ruvain Grizovsky Zatzal in the Chidushe Reb Ruvain Simen Aleph explains the shita of the Sefer HaTrumos, that the siyua of an eid echad takes away the great raglayim ladavar that is mechayev a shvua d'oraisa. And therefore, if someone who's chayev a shvua d'oraisa, if he has an eid echad to come support him, that paters him from that shvua d'oraisa. But a shvua d'rabbanon is a shvua that one is mechuyev to make even with minimal raglayim ladover, even though there's no great raglayim ladover that's mechayev and a shvua d'oraisa. Still, the Chachamim said with a little bit of a raglayim ladover that the Toivea is telling the truth, the nitva has to make a shvuas heses. That's harder to pater. An eid echad that comes and is misayeya, since he's only an eid echad ba'alma, he doesn't remove the minimum level of raglayim ladover. That still remains, and therefore the Sefer HaTrumas holds an eid echad ha-misayeya is not patering, does not pater him from a shvua d'rabbanon of shvuas heses. So af anu noimar over here as well, that when you have the siyua of the kamasaya leishtara, that helps only to get rid of the raglayim ledover that was mechayev meshvua d'oraisa, but as the Ramban says, as we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that he does have to still make a shvuas heses mid'rabbanon. In the discussion of Eid Echad HaMesayeya Patering, the Rosh in Simen Gimel brings Yesh Meviyam Raya from our Gemara to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Maram Meirutenberg that an Eid Echad Mesayeya can pater from a Shvua D'Oraisa. Because since our Gemara says that the Kamesayeh Leishtara paters him from a Shvua of Moedim Emiksas, Kivon de Patrinon Le Mishvua B'siyu Ashtar Ba'alma, since we see in our Gemara that with this Messiah Leishtara, he's Pater from Shvua, Afa Pi She'en Kan Eidus Gemura She'ena El Ashtayim, even though there is no Eidus Gemura that it's only two, Kol She'kein Be'eid Echad She'meid Kedivrei HaNitva. Surely an Eid Echad that testifies like the Nitva that he's not Chayev anymore, then he was Maide, so then he is surely Pater from a Shvua, Da'iraisa, a Shvuas Maide B'miktsas. And the Yesh Meviyim Raya that the Rosh is referring to is the Baal Hamor, because the Baal Hamor on Daf Aleph Amid Aleph in the Daf Yarif brings this as the main raya that an Eid Echad HaMesayeya could pater, and it's important to point out that this raya of the Baal Hamor makes sense only according to the Shita of the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch that we just mentioned, because in our Gemara it says Messiah Leishtara paters. The Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch hold that that's not a Siyua Gemura, that's not an Eidus Gemura, and therefore it only patered from a Shvua D'Oraisa but not from a Shvua Sesis. Then we can understand the Baal Hamor's raya. If the Siyua of this Shtar Ba'alma, which just in its Stimos Haloshan is mashma more like the Nitva, that is enough to pater him from a Shvua, so surely an Eid Echad that testifies that he doesn't owe any more will pater from a Shvua. But if you held like the Yesh Oimrim of the Ramban, that this is considered an Eidus Gemura, the Loshan, the Stimos Haloshan of the Shtar is mashma that the guy is Chayev only two, and he's not even Chayev a Shvua as Heses afterwards, because not even a minimal Raglayim Ladova remains. Other rabbits, as if we have a Shtar Mefurush that says that he doesn't owe more than two, so then you have no raya that an Eid Echad HaMesayeya would pater. Over here you have a shtar with two Eidim, that's why it paters. But an Eid Echad HaMesayeya will not necessarily pater. The raya that the Baal Hamor brings is because he also learns like the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch that the siyua of our Gemara is just a siyua ba'alma that is more mashma that he's chayev only two and not more. And Memelov, with this siyua ba'alma you are pater, surely with an Eid Echad HaMesayeya that says beferish that he's not chayev more than two, then he could pater from the shvua. The Ramban and other Rishayim discuss in this Gemara what would be the halacha if someone is Maida b'miktsas, but his haida is a haida she'eino yochol lichbar, a haida that he could not have denied. For example, what's a case? The Ramban says, if there is no shtar mamish, but there's a ksav yodoy, a person writes a note of I owe you, and he says that he owes him a certain amount of money, and he assigns it on the bottom. So then the halacha is that cannot be, you can't collect with such a ksav yad from mishubadim, but you could collect from b'nei chayrin, from the estate that this person himself has. So there is no reason to pater him, there's no way to pater him because of kfir shibur kakois, because there is no shibur from nechasim mishubadim. However, it's a haidah she'eino yochel lichbar, because the halacha is that he can't deny what it says in that ksav yodai. And the Ramban is ma'isif that we're talking about a case where it's a ksav yodai she'kosuv boi ne'emonus, that he writes that I will not be ne'emon to say parati, because the Ramban himself in Bava Basra daf kuf ayin hei amid beis says that when there is a case of ksav yodai, normally you are ne'emon to say parati kenegedit. So the Ramban adds here that we're talking about a ksav yodai she'yesh boi ne'emonus, that you added a clause that you will not be ne'emon to say parati, and therefore it's a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar. You had no choice, there was no way that you could deny this. And then when the discussion comes up, you were moided to that amount. For example, the toiveya is claiming that you owed $50 with this ksav yodai, plus you owed another $50 baal peh, and the person is moided only to the 50 of the ksav yodai. So it's a moided b'miksas that should be chayev a shvua dai raisa, but the haidah was on a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar. So what's the halacha in this case? So the Ramban says that we see from our Gemara that a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar is chayev shvuas moida b'miktas. Because in our case, where the malveh said chamish and the loiveh said shtayim, the Gemara brought a few svaras to pater the loiveh. Firstly, if you say halach is pater. Secondly, shani hocha de kamisaya leishtara. And thirdly, because havale shibud karkois ve'enish bo in al kfira shibur karkois. But l'chayra, this is a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar, because the haidah of shtayim was something that you were not able to be kaifer, because there was no way that the shtar means anything less than two. The plural lashon of the shtar shows a minimum of two. So it's a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar, and therefore you should be, and therefore, says the Ramban, you have a raya from here that you are chayiv. What exactly would be the reason to be potter? What is the discussion bichlal of the Ramban that by a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar, is there a shvuas moida b'miksas or not? So it's mavur in the Meiri that the tzad that you would be potter from a shvua is she'ein ze kari haidah. That's not called a haidah that you're admitting. Very funny, you're admitting. We know that already from the shtar or from the ksav yodai that says that you're chayiv. So your haidah didn't accomplish anything. The Shita Mikubetzes brings similarly in the name of the Ramach, the lav shmei haidah. The kilav kol kamine de lichbere. You had no choice. You had no right to be kaifer. So that's not called a haidah. Val karchei oidile. The haidah was val karchei. So in such a case, maybe it's not considered a haidah. But the Ramban proves from our Gemara that the Gemara did not say such a svara, that by a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar, you are chayiv v'shuas moide b'miktas. And because of that, the Ramban and other Rishonim are matmiya on the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Toyin V'nitin Perek Dalid Halacha Dalid says, ein moide b'miktas chayiv shvua. Ad she yoide bedavar she efshar loy lichbar boy. A moide b'miktas is not chayev shvua until he is moide to something that he could have been koifer, which is mamish the svara of the Meiri and the Ramach, that when it's a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar, that's not called a haidah b'miktas. The Rambam paskins lahalocha that by a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar, there is no shvuas moide b'miktas. So frek the Rashba and the Ran, and the sources from the Ramban, that in our Gemara state fakert, in our Gemara, the Gemara is discussing a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar, and the Gemara doesn't say l'maisa the reason that you're potter from a shvuas moide b'miktas is because he was moide on something that he had to be moide. The Gemara says three other svaras why it's possible to be pater. But in the case of the ksav yodai she'esh bay nemanus, where those svaras don't apply, it would sound like there would be a chi of shvua, a shvuas moide b'miktas. So how could the Rambam say that you're pater? However, I found that in the Aviezri, Rav Shach Zatzal, and Hilchas Toyin V'nitin over there, and Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, says a beautiful teretz, Pedasa Rambam. And he says that the question of the Rishonim is all because of the way they learned the Gemara. However, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in our Gemara says a new pshat in the words, the Kamisaya Leishtara, when the Gemara says that one of the reasons to be potter for the loiva is not chayav shvuas moida b'miktsas is because shani hacha to Kamisaya Leishtara, the pshat is not to Kamisaya Leishtara leloiva, that the shtar supports the loiva that he says that I only owe two and no more. Rabbeinu Peretz says that the pshat is that the shtar is misaya le lemalve on those two. The haidah that the person made on the two is not mechayev im shvua, because misaya le shtara, the plural lashon of the shtar, al karchach meant a minimum of two slaim or two dinarim. And if that's the case, mizeh loy haya yachal lichbar. From that amount, he couldn't have been kaifer. Therefore, if he's only moided to two, which he was ena yachal lichbar, havele kaifer akal. He's like a kaifer akal, because his only haidah was a haidah bedavar she'ena yachal lichbar. According to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz's pshat in the Gemara's svara of the komisai leishtara is gufa this svara that a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar is not a valid haidah, is not a haidah that's mechayev you. So says Rav Shach Zatzal that the Rambam must have learned the Gemara like Rabbeinu Peretz, and therefore the Rambam had a source in our Gemara that by a Hidah she'ena yachal lichbar, that is not a Shvuas Moida b'miktsas. The Rishonim asked the Kasha because they learned to come Messiah Leishtara to the Loive, that it supports the Loive, either Eidos Gemura or at least the Siyua Ba'alma, the different levels as we mentioned before in the Ramban and the Yesh Oimrim, is there a Chiyav Shvuas Hesis or not? But Al Kaponim, it means that it's Messiah the Loive. The Rabbeinu Peretz learns that it's Messiah the Malve on those two slaim, or those two dinarim. And if that's the case, it's a hoidah she'ena yachal lichbar. By a hoidah she'ena yachal lichbar, there is no chiyav shvua. If the Rambam learned, like Rabbeinu Peretz in our Gemara, loy mi boy, that this Gemara is not a kasha on the Rambam, but adarabba, this Gemara is the mucker to the Rambam. Because this is where we find in Shas this concept that if you're moida, a hoidah she'ena yachal lichbar, to come misayi leishtara, the shtar was misayaya, that haidah of two, that chiyav of two. You could never have gotten out of that haidah of two. Therefore, such a haidah is not a haidah hamachayev eshua, and that's why the Rambam paskins that a haidah she'ena yachal lichbar is potter from shvuas moida b'miktsas. I just want to end this shir with a parperes noe on the sugya of sloim dinarim. In the Chidushei Hagrach al Hashas, Reb Chaim in our sugya says that from our sugya you could be poishet a shayla lahalacha. If let's say Reuven lends Shimon money with a shtar, and Reuven writes that he wants Shimon to be chayiv to Reuven 4 quarters. Shimon is should be chayiv to Reuven 4 quarters. And now at the end of the zman of the loan, Shimon wants to pay back, but he wants to pay back with a dollar. And Reuven wants to be makbid that he pays back in 4 quarters because he needs the quarters. And he said, I wrote on the shtar 4 quarters. So can he be makbid to be paid back in quarters? Or do we say that as long as it's the same monetary value, Shimon is allowed to pay back with a dollar? And Reb Chaim says you could be poishet this suffix from our sugya. And it's very cryptic. He doesn't say how you could be poishet the shayla and which way is the halacha. So many years ago, I was zoicha to ask Reb Zelig Epstein Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva and Shara Torah in Queens, and he said right away that he thinks that Reb Chaim's svara and Reb Chaim's raya is as follows. Because it says in our Gemara, Slaim dinarim, malva oimer chamesh, veloiva oimer shalosh. Why does it say malva oimer chamesh? Why do we have to go all the way up to 5? Let's just say a simple case where the malva says 4 and the loiva says shalosh. Why do we have to say 5? The loiva saying shalosh, the Gemara says, is very bedafka, because if it was 2, then even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say that he's potter. So we're talking about loiva oimer shalosh. But in the taina of the malva, why do we have to say that the malva claims chamesh? Anything more than what the loiva is moida to should be a sufficient case. So why don't we say that the Malva claims that the shtar meant 4? Said Reb Zelig Epstein that the answer to that kasha is l'chayra, because of the case of dinarim. There are 4 dinarim in a sela. So that's looked at as like 4 quarters and a dollar. So in the case of slaim, if the malva says that the shtar meant 4 slaim, that would be okay. But one of the cases in the Gemara is dinarim. In the case of dinarim, when the malva says that the shtar meant for, we're going to disregard his taina. Because why would you write dinarim if you meant four? If you meant four dinarim, you should have just written one sela. If you just meant four quarters, you wouldn't say he owes me quarters. You would say he owes me a dollar. Because four quarters is a dollar. So it must be that the answer to the kasha of why it doesn't say malva oimer arba, and instead it says malva oimer chamesh, is because in the case of dinarim, the taina of the malva would be disregarded, because if he says that the shtar meant four, then we're going to say, then why did it say dinarim? It would have just said one sela. And the Pirus Yosef Taka says this in the back of the Gemara as the answer to that kasha. If that's the case, says Reb Zelig, Reb Chaim meant that you have a raya from this Gemara that the person can't be makbid on the denomination that he wants to get dafka four quarters. Because if the halacha would be that he could be makbid to collect quarters, the malva could say, you know why I wrote dinarim instead of one sela? It's because I wanted to get paid back specifically in dinarim. I needed dinarim to pay the meters. So therefore I wanted dafka dinarim. That's why I wrote dinarim. If there was such a hakpada that if it says in the shtar quarters, then you could be makbid on quarters, then this wouldn't be a claim, and then the kasha would come back. Why does the Gemara have to say malva oimer chamesh v'loiv arma shalosh? If it says malva oimer chamesh instead of malva oimer arba, it must be that if he would be say arba, we wouldn't believe the taina, because in the case of dinarim, we would say that there was no reason in the world that you would write dinarim if you meant four quarters. You would have just written one sela. And if that's a claim that we could say to the malva, that shows me that the malva is not allowed to be makbid and doesn't have a right to be makbid to get paid back in quarters. Because if he could be makbid, then he'll say, that's why I wrote the nusach of dinarim. So when Reb Chaim said that you could be poishet this shaila from our Gemara, from the sugya of slom dinarim, malva oimer chamesh v'loiva amar shalosh, he meant from the fact that it says malva oimer chamesh and not malva oimer arba, and he meant to be poishet lahalocha that Ruvain could not be makbid, that Shimon pays back in quarters, and if Shimon paid back $1, then that would be good enough, even if the malva wanted quarters, the Loiva does not have to pay back in quarters.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.